3, 2, 1, it's Dr. NZ. Unfortunately for the hotspot, DB3 had to go and leave, but he'll be back for the end of the episode. So, anyways, I have a bit of a hotspot review to do for you, a manga review of Von Von Hunter Volume 1. Originally, I was planning to chalk the hotspot full of a whole bunch of reviews of some video games and manga, but then I decided best against it after the large amount of reviews we had earlier in the show. So, on to Von Von Hunter Volume 1. What did your old pal NZ17 think of this? Well, for those unfamiliar, Von Von Hunter is the story of basically a slayer of the undead. He's on a mission to go and slay evil stuff, along with his sidekick who has several layers of amnesia she's trying to work through. This is the basic plotline for the entire Von Von Hunter universe. This volume, or original English language manga, happens to go and take place 3 years after the Von Von Hunter webcomic, which can be seen, of course, at vonvonhunter.com. Or is it vonhunter.com? Nope, vonvonhunter.com. Regardless of all that, though, you don't need to be familiar with the webcomic in order to go and get the OEL manga, because this volume stands on its own. Unfortunately, however, the authors, Ron Kalfisch and Mike Schwark, unfortunately seem unable to break out of the mold of the comic strip. As I said, Von Von Hunter is a web-based comic, comes out once a week. Unfortunately, the Von Von Hunter manga, though it is not a compilation of web comics, but actually its own unique series unto itself, unfortunately has the feeling of a compilation of web comics. And because of this, unfortunately, doesn't really go and feel very cohesive. Yes, there's an overarching plot that goes throughout the course of the entire volume, but it doesn't really go and convey well as a solid story, because mainly they're too concerned, if you will, unsure of their footing, and feel it necessary to go and put in a joke every few panels. Unfortunately, this wreaks havoc with the pacing of the manga, because at points where it would be better served for them to go and keep it serious for a bit longer, or just go and have it lighthearted for a short stint, they unfortunately feel that they need to go and keep the pacing of one joke per four panels, and unfortunately, that just doesn't go and flow well for something to be taken as a cohesive whole narrative. So unfortunately, Von Von Hunter is going to get some knocks off of its total pointage for that. One thing that people of the webcomic will notice when they read this is that in the manga, or the tankobon, the outfits have changed for the main characters. So while the characters themselves look the same, their outfits have been slightly changed in order to accommodate a more updated look for them. And this bows and goes and has both its pros and cons. On the one hand, it's nice to see something that looks a bit different, yet familiar. But on the other hand, it seems that they try to go and take Vaughn's sidekick and try to make her a bit too much of a sex appeal, whereas in the webcomic, though she does have, if you will, her feminine charms, it's downplayed more in favor of the slapstick and situational comedy. And in this one, it feels like they're pandering a bit too much to their audience, which they go and neglect, in my opinion, the females by focusing more on the cleavage acreage of the main female character, Vaughn's sidekick, but also the newcomer girl that shows up in order to go and give them their quest for this. The volume basically follows the deposed prince going and trying to reclaim his throne through the use of a dark magic. But no need to worry, because of course this is comic and schlarky, but leaves itself open for future expansion of this plot in Von Von Hunter Volume 2. So while it has a conclusion, unfortunately the conclusion it isn't very satisfactory. And in the end, we end up no better and no worse off by the end of this volume than if it had not happened at all. So, while I like the Von Von Hunter webcomic, and I have to give props out to its authors for going and being published as the winner of Tokyo's Rising Stars of Manga, unfortunately, it just didn't feel cohesive enough to me in order to give it a recommended. So, my opinion on this is going to have to go and be neutral for the rating, because it just doesn't quite live up to what it could be because the two have unsure footing. However, based upon my past experience with their webcomic, I hope that these two can go and find their footing as they did with the online medium and go and deliver a more solid performance with Volume 2 after they get the experience of Volume 1 under their belt. So, While I did enjoy this, it's just not quite enough to recommend on its own unless you're already a fan of the comic and want to see what happens next, as they say. So Von Von Hunter, Volume 1, goes and gets a neutral from Ol' NZ.
Well, that brings us to the end of episode 94 of ASO Radio.
That's so sad.
I know. It was very nice having you as back on the show.
It's so as a nice co-host. To be back.
It's just, it's being a single host is no fun because you don't have any of that back and forth, you know?
Yeah, it's harder to crack jokes on people, too. I mean, you can only crack so many on yourself.
Yes, and self-depreciating humor can only go so far.
Right.
But yeah, it's really nice having you, and you say it's pretty nice being back on the show. You've been missing it?
I have been, like, it's just weird not...
Every week, you know, we get together, we do the show, or at least that's the way it used to be, and then when that's suddenly not there, I was completely out of sorts. That's why I didn't do another episode for such a long time, is it's just like, it doesn't feel right, you know?
It doesn't.
It doesn't have the same setup.
So true.
When might we have the chance again to have you on the show?
Hopefully before July comes around.
Hopefully before July, are you going to be coming back before
I'm planning
then,
on trying to get at least one ship in before July.
Ah, all right. Well, hopefully, if all things work out, because as I've mentioned on the show, I'm going to be moving within the next couple of months. Hopefully, DB3, you'll be able to stop by, and we'll be able to get another episode done before I move further south even, because, you know, Boise's kind of up there, and Ephraim's kind of down there, and that's kind of the distance to bridge.
True.
But, you know, hopefully we'll get a show up, and who knows, maybe I might even be able to find a qualified co-host in the new area.
That'd be cool.
It'd be very cool. Not as cool as having all my old homeboys back on the show, but I think that it's becoming a more and more unrealistic goal as time goes on.
Yes.
But we need to wrap up the show, even though we'd probably rather not, but time is limited and we have to make the best use of it as we can. Every day a new challenge and some new destiny to fulfill. Okay, nothing deep like that. This is NZ17
and DB3
signing out for episode 94 of
ASO Radio.
See you next time, everybody.